Good morning. Here's your AI briefing for Wednesday, April 22nd. The big theme today is that AI is moving from model demos into distribution, infrastructure, and real-world workflows. First, Google Cloud is making a loud enterprise push at Cloud Next. In a press announcement this morning, Google said it is committing $750 million to help partners build and deploy agentic AI. The noteworthy part is not just the money. It's where it goes. Prototyping, deployment help, early model access, and even embedded forward-deployed engineers working alongside firms like Accenture, Deloitte, PwC, and TCS. That tells you the market is shifting from which model is smartest to who can actually get agent systems into production fastest. Second, Google also announced new mapping and geospatial AI tools. On the Google Maps platform blog, the company introduced Maps Imagery Grounding, which lets teams generate AI visuals anchored to real street view data, plus new Earth AI imagery models and aerial and satellite insights. In plain English, Google is trying to turn maps and imagery into a foundation layer for creative work, infrastructure planning, construction monitoring, and location intelligence. If this works, the next wave of AI products won't just chat. They'll see the physical world with commercial-grade context. Third, TechCrunch reports that OpenAI has partnered with Infosys to bring tools including Codex into Infosys's Topaz platform. The first targets are software engineering, legacy modernization, and DevOps. That's an important signal. Big IT services firms are no longer treating foundation models as optional add-ons. They're rebuilding service delivery around them. For enterprises, the question is shifting from, should we pilot AI, to which vendor can modernize our stack without blowing up security, compliance, or headcount planning? Fourth, there's a fresh infrastructure land grab around Frontier Labs. TechCrunch says Mira Murati's Thinking Machines Lab has signed a new multi-billion-dollar agreement with Google Cloud for AI infrastructure, including systems built on NVIDIA's GB300 chips. Google's own press materials separately confirmed an expanded infrastructure agreement. This matters because cloud providers are increasingly locking in labs before those labs mature into giant platform companies. Distribution used to happen through app stores and APIs. Now it's also happening through compute contracts. Fifth, there's a revealing and slightly uncomfortable story from Meta. Reuters, via The Verge, says Meta is deploying an internal tool called Model Capability Initiative that records employee mouse movements, clicks, keystrokes, and occasional screenshots to train AI agents that can use computers more like humans do. Meta says the data is not for performance reviews, but the bigger point is that computer use AI now needs training data from actual work behavior. That opens a huge market opportunity, but also a huge governance problem. Sixth, Anthropic's cyber model Mythos is all over the conversation today for two opposite reasons. On the alarming side, Bloomberg reporting cited by The Verge says unauthorized users got access to Mythos through a contractor environment. On the capability side, Mozilla says an early Mythos preview helped identify 271 vulnerabilities fixed in Firefox 150. That combination, extraordinary offensive capability plus leakage risk, is the clearest picture yet of where AI security is headed. These tools are becoming incredibly useful and incredibly sensitive at the same time. And seventh, for pure market buzz, TechCrunch reports SpaceX is working with Cursor on a next-generation coding and knowledge work AI, with an option to acquire Cursor later this year for $60 billion. Whether or not the full deal materializes, the message is obvious. Coding copilots are no longer just productivity software. They are being valued like strategic infrastructure. So what should builders take away this morning? Six practical opportunities stand out. One, a partner ops platform for consultancies rolling out agentic AI. Basically, the operating system for pilot selection, ROI tracking, governance, and deployment readiness. Two, a real-world generative media studio for retailers, real estate teams, and film producers using grounded map and street view data to create compliant visuals before crews ever go on site. 3. A legacy modernization control tower that uses code agents to map old systems, simulate refactors, and produce audit trails that CIOs and regulators can actually trust. 4. A privacy-safe workflow capture layer for enterprises training computer use agents with redaction, consent, synthetic replay, and policy controls built in. 5. An AI-native software security platform that runs frontier reasoning models against large code bases continuously, then ranks fixes by exploitability and patch complexity. And 6. A vertical coding copilot for aerospace, pharma, or industrial teams where the winning feature is not raw code generation, but traceability, approvals, and knowledge retrieval across highly regulated systems. That's the pattern today. The moat is moving away from just having a model. The new moats are distribution, infrastructure access, workflow data, and trust. That's your AI morning briefing for April 22nd.